Well, how do you assess, well, it's obviously a disappointing result, but a game on another day, you had chances right at the end, you could have snatched something.
Yes, my first thoughts are about our poor defensive game once again, because we seem to be too fragile, you know, and unfortunately we concede these two goals at a period where it's the worst. You can concede them just before the halftime and just after. The first one was a mistake of concentration, you know, and then at this level against a team like Tottenham, you cannot behave like that, and then you are punished straight away. But as you said, even when we were 2-0 down, the commitment and the desire of the player today were much better. And then we achieved to create two good chances. Unfortunately, we hit the post, probably the bit of luck that we haven't had since a few months now.
How do you break the cycle? Because I'm pretty sure confidence is a big issue, and you mentioned the word fragile there as well. How do you break that cycle when you go down, go down? You fight back rather than retreat into yourselves as a side.
You know, as football professional, we know that sometimes you are going through a difficult period within a game or within a season, but then as I said, as a professional, and you have to fight and you have to react, you know. Weak characters and weak personality don't have place to in the Premier League football. Then we have to react, and we did well, but then you know, I think today we play a team that was better than us, to be fair, and then we could have draw, maybe we could have win as well, but this is a fair result if you look at the team before the games.
Made changes to the team and also to the formation today. Was that as a reaction to Manchester City, or was that because of the threat that Spurs were going to offer you today?
No, there is many reasons. You know, I tried to play five at the back for two games. I thought it would have gave us more solidity, but actually it gave us more fragility. And then, you know, when we lose, I think that making some changes is good for the team. It's not against one or two players that are not playing the next game, you know. In some areas of the field, I haven't got too many options. Then I know that until the end, I will need all the players. And as I said, if I don't change the team after four defeats, everybody will say, why didn't he change the team? Then, but once again, it's not a sanction against one or two players.
And just finally for me, one positive maybe was Andre Green. You threw him on. It's not an ideal situation for a youngster to be bloodied, but he showed willing at the very least.
Yes, yes. It's right to underline that I'm very careful about the situation and the environment for the young players when they start. You know, I don't want to kill them. And Premier League football is a very high level. And but Andre showed me in the last few weeks that he's got some physical abilities that are required for the English Premier League football. Then he's got a long way to go to be a regular at this level, but he's got the right attitude at the training ground and probably around as well. Then I saw today he was ready to play a little bit, and I have to say that he made some good stuff.